Jesus and His Family. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Bible Stories, Jesus and His Family. In the Bible, we have not been introduced to too much of Jesus and His family. They've always been on the periphery of the New Testament. And we had little to know about them, except from what we might presume that a family of that type would be doing in those days and how they acted. What we did know was that Jesus was a very dutiful son. He followed his mother's instructions when she told him to do things. Although he was not always dutiful, he stayed with the rabbis and talked with them and didn't tell his parents that he had stopped on the way to do that. But many young children do that, and Jesus was a child, and he was interested in learning, and he said to his mother, very unkindly, you might say, "I must be about my father's business." And this sort of a remark from a 12-year-old was not really too well received, but time was going on. The lifespan of most people in those days was 30 years, and so 12, he was half his lifespan over almost, you see. We have to take all these things into consideration when we're listening and hearing all these things. Jesus obviously was a very bright young man. He was very alert, very in tune with everything. And when his mother said that he should make the wine for the wedding, he said he was not yet ready to do those things. And he obviously had in his mind some sort of a program that he was going to follow with his life program, with his life revelation, you might say. Well, these are important things, but when we think of Jesus and his family, we think that surely here was a mother who was dedicated and respectful to her son, because she knew that she had had this immaculate conception. But of course, as time went on, as the child grew from the babe on, those things were forgotten. Those things are forgotten. The Immaculate Conception quite likely was forgotten. And Jesus was treated like an ordinary child by his parents, by his brothers and sisters, and by the world around him. And he did not mess them up. He acted like an ordinary child, a little exceptional, but an ordinary child. And in acting that way, he served all of the programs that he had in mind for himself in learning and in studying. Now, many scholars would like to place Jesus in many learned areas. They'd like to have him traveling the world. They'd like to have him be in India. They'd like to have him be in many places. Well, who is to say that he was not, and who is to say that he was? Whether he was or was not is of little consequence to us, because we know who the teacher of Jesus was and is. The teacher of Jesus was the Father within. And Jesus always listened to that divine center, that Father within, and that is from whom he drew all his wisdom. True, he probably went to a rabbinical school, although we don't have evidence of that. He went to a rabbinical school and learned all about being a rabbi, learned about reading and writing and things that were important in those days. So, we can readily see that he was an educated young man, because at one point he was in the temple preaching as a rabbi. And obviously he was respected as a rabbi. He was not thrown out on his ear. He was teaching perhaps a little more dramatic, a little more dynamic religion, but most of the people in those days heard from only time to time, from moment to moment, and they did not have written materials that they could read, because they could not read, and they did not have people going around comparing people, because each person was so busy living his own life. Now, Jesus got into trouble because he started messing up the teachings of the rabbis of how they were presenting the gospel. How they were presenting the books of the Bible, and how they were presenting what God was and how God was responded to. even his own mother and brothers and sisters came to the temple and said, tell Jesus, his parent, his mother is out here with his brothers waiting to talk to him. And Jesus turned to the people he was preaching to in the temple, and he said, who are my mother and brother? Ye who sit here listening to me, who follow what I teach, you are my mother and my brethren. Now those words he spoke rather harshly at a point in his life, and he was probably a late teen at this time, because he was doing things that were important. Now, we know of his ministry only from the time that he was in his 30s. And because of that, we see it all sort of put together in one fell swoop. But I rather think that it was a little more time than that that it was developed, and that he was separating himself from his family for a period of time, because his family did not understand what he was teaching, and in fact he didn't teach much of what he taught at home. He lived it, but his family recognized he was special, but they didn't know special in what way. And this is oftentimes true of prophets without renown in his own hometown and his own family. So was the case with Jesus. And so is the case with everyone, basically, who follows their spiritual path and listens to their true family within, who listens to the true family who teach them that the divine is within them, and this is the beingness, this is the wonder that they are to listen to and to learn from. Jesus practiced this very well. He learned this very well, and he listened very well. He was not appreciated, as we have said, and he was that is what led to him being put on the cross, because he was going contrary to what the rabbis were teaching, and he was messing up the program that they had set up for themselves. And he had set himself up to go only to the Father and only to the divine and only with the teachings that God is a God of love. He said, I have not come to destroy the Old Testament. I have not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but I have come to give you a new law, and that is, thou shalt love the Lord thy God, and he taught God was within, and love your neighbor like you love yourself. So with the unconditional love that you have for yourself, that is how we are to love our neighbors. This is what Jesus taught in his home. This is why his brothers and sisters couldn't really understand him, because he was a very strong person in sharing unconditional love and in living unconditional love, and at times certainly appeared very cold to his family. And this was a very hard thing for them to swallow. It was hard for them to accept. But we're not really concerned about that. If we were more concerned about what he taught, then we would have the greatest gift of all. We have a tendency to look at masters, at great teachers, and we look at the type of turmoil that they lived in their life. We look at the manner in which they grew up and the things that they experienced, and we think to ourselves, well, now, if they are truly are a master, they would not grow up in that manner. And truly, a master is revealing himself all the time. And the master will have many trials and many things that will be set against him and piled over on him to make his teaching all the more significant, because in spite of whatever is said, he teaches in such a way that no matter what is said, whether it is true or false, it makes no difference, because he knows the truth and he teaches the truth. This is what Jesus did. This is why his family could not always understand him. This is why his mother forgot that he was the very special child. And the father forgot that he was the special partner in this program of bringing up the divine being. Could we do better? Could we do better if we had the opportunity to have a Christ child in our life? Well, we do have the Christ child, that's ourself. And it is in our life, and we are living it. And we are given all the challenges that we could ever want. And these challenges will tear us down and push us aside and say, it won't work. But we'll stand up for who we are always and say, I am about my Father's business. And this was how the Master did it, and this is how we can do it. Bible stories are lots of fun when you look at them in the proper light. And we'll be doing more of them. And we have many references that we'll be using that will be kind of fun to play with as we go along. So as you think about these thoughts today, you listen to your family within, the divine within, the Father within, and you'll never go wrong. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.